Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 118 for August 2nd, 2006, the Energizer Quick Switch Flashlight. And now, get ready for Dick! Here we are once again, the middle of the week, and you know what that means. We hit the middle of the week, it means it's time to hit Dick DiBartolo for the Daily GizWiz. Here, our last episode. What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You hit me and it hurt.
Ow. Last week we talked about the lovely Capresso coffee maker.
Ooh, and I have one.
I understand. You got one in the mail, huh?
I got one in the mail, and I just made a pot of coffee this morning. You know, it's really amazing that thermal container that it brews the coffee into. You know, I put a stopwatch on it yesterday. I did it. It says keeps coffee hot for 4 hours. So I did it at 4 hours. Coffee was perfect. I did it at 5 hours. It was still perfect. Maybe a touch warmer. I did it at 7 hours.
Jeez.
And it was still drinkable.
It was still warm.
It was still warm. The thing is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that you have a deal with me that all the stuff that people send you as a result of this podcast, we have to split right down the middle.
That's it. That's
so
it.
I guess I'll take the lid and you take the I don't know how we're going to work this out.
I'm sending you the filters. And they've all been pre-tested. They all have grounds in them.
Oh, excellent. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
They're already gone. They're ready to go in the trash. Oh, what do we have for this week's
We have a neat gadget, and I want to give credit to the guy who sent it to me. His name is Rich Mazel, and he's starting a little website called GadgetAdventure.com. And he's the guy who put us together with Douglas from Dynamism, and we did those. Can't have it Monday.
Yeah.
Mondays. And he's a real gadget freak, and every once in a while he'll find a gadget and just send it to me. So I said, Rich, I want to mention you on the air. And
that was nice.
The funny thing is, he said, Dick, I'm writing this email from the L.A. County Jury Room, and he said, I have so much trouble through security because as I enter the courtroom each day, I have my MacBook, my Bose headphones, my Nintendo DS, my Shure headset for my phone, my internet smartphone, my iPod mini, my USB charger.
He doesn't want to get bored, that's for sure.
That's right. Anyway, this is the neat thing he sent me. It's called the Energizer Quick Switch Flashlight. Now, Leo, this is such a great idea. You know, pretty much everybody knows where their flashlight is. And pretty much when you really need it, the batteries are dead. And pretty much you know where some batteries are. But can you fill in what comes next?
Wait a minute. Light bulb.
Usually, no, they are usually the wrong batteries.
Oh, yeah, inevitably.
So the quick switch flashlight can take 2 AA's or 2 CC's or 2 DDs. And you,
I could take 2 DDs. I'm sorry, that was just uncalled for, and I apologize to my mother for that.
Yes.
Who listens to this podcast?
Oh, does she really?
No.
Is she the one that sends me those letters?
Yes.
Leah, you're so good, but that guy, that other guy from New York City, he's dragging you. Dad, get rid of him.
Sometimes when I hear something like that, I should bite my lip.
And you
Or
you should have someone bite your lip for you.
That would be okay, too.
Yeah, that would be okay, too.
No, but it's true, because you always have the only thing in the house that uses those big double D, or D, they're not double Ds, they're D cells.
And
you got me going.
God.
The only battery, the thing that uses them is that flashlight. And so you don't really have those lying around, usually.
Exactly.
They're flashlight batteries.
Right. But this way, you slide out a tray and you put whatever batteries you have in there. The thing is, you can't put in like one AA and one
can't mix.
D. Although, you know what? No, you can't.
No,
the contacts wouldn't line up.
Yeah.
But then you slide the tray in, and as you push the tray in, the tray will adjust to the size battery that you're using.
I think that's very clever.
Yeah. The little switch says on it two D's, two C's, two A's, but you don't even have to remember what's in it because as you click the switch, it will automatically go on depending on what two batteries are in there.
That is so clever.
Yeah, it's very clever. It's 13 bucks called Energizer Quick Switch Flashlight. Home Depot carries it. A lot of other stores carry it. And we thank Rich Mazel for that. And you know what? I got an email from a guy that I think we're going to do this. Two emails. One is, this guy's name is Anders Wilson, and he said, Dick, I won the What the Heck Is It contest, but instead of a Mad Magazine, would you just say hello to me on your podcast?
Hello, Anders.
Hello, Anders. But Leo, he gave me a great idea. You know, when we have prizes and stuff, we can only send them to the 50 states and Canada.
Right. And he's in Sweden, right?
No. I don't know where. He didn't even tell me where he is.
All right.
If you win and you're overseas and you want us to say hello to somebody as your gift, this will be a perfect way to give you a little thank you without having to mail you anything.
We'll sing happy birthday. We'll say happy Father's Day, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry, honey, that I crashed the car. We'll do anything you need. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. I like it.
We'll
I love the way.
Your guy.
Yeah, I like the way you enhance. No, I'm just saying it. You enhancing. And then Tara Milne, M-I-L-N-E. She said, Dick, you know we're having all that trouble with. It makes its own gravy.
Yes.
She said, how about the podcast that squirts its own sunshine?
Oh, that's now, good.
Right, right. Now, amazingly, someone already took that website.
No.
And I'm not going to bother getting the podcast that squirts its own sunshine.com.
Please don't.
Right. And someone else had another idea, and it's very funny because I made a note to ask you. And his note was, make it a kind of gravy. And I had made a note to ask you, why don't we just make it the podcast that makes its own lumpy gravy?
I think until we hear from Del Monte, actually own the slogan,
we can
still use it. We just have to say we're not the only podcast that makes its own gravy. We can't say the only podcast.
Okay. Yeah. You see, you have a team of lawyers.
Yes, they told me that. They said,
right,
it's okay. Just don't say, you know, it's exclusive. You know,
right.
there may be other podcasts that make their own gravy.
Oh.
We're one of the podcasts. You know, somebody who must be a professional jingle maker sent me the best.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. It's got singers.
Can you play it?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. You know what? I think you sent me that file and my computer
didn't
recognize.
Like it. Yeah. It's probably a Mac thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me play it for you right here.
Okay.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
you know what? Did he just send that out of the blue?
Unsolicited.
Right?
And I think it's pretty obvious that he must have a jingle company. He must do this for a living. Because that is broadcast quality.
My only thing is, do you think it's too professional for us?
Yes. Far and away.
Right. Do you think it brings the podcast to too high a level?
I think it sets a standard we can't live up to.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think we can. Okay.
But my thinking is, you know, at some point, the people who own the rights to that slogan, which as I understand it, is it's a gravy train slogan.
Okay.
And at some point, I think Del Monte, that makes Gravy Train, is going to say to us, either they're going to say, you've got to stop using that, or they're going to say, can we buy ad time because Gravy Train is flying off the shelves all over the country?
Oh, yeah. I'll pick B.
We've revived the brand. Anyway, I'll find the name of the guy. But I think what we're going to do, my inclination is just to play this at the end of every show from now on.
Well, you have a nice inclination.
Do you like my inclination?
When I was in Canada.
I have double D inclinations.
I said to someone, what is that?
What is his inclination?
They said, it's Leo's inclination. I said, doesn't he keep it with him? And they said, no. He leaves it in Canada because of customs.
That's right.
It's trouble at customs.
Once you bring the inclination in several times, they start to think that you're an inclination smuggler.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I don't want that. I don't need that, frankly.
No.
No. I've got enough problems to be thought of.
Now, isn't this running into Thursday's Daily Giz Wiz?
Yes, I think it is now, actually. So welcome to Thursday. No, we better stop.
Okay, very good.
Let's play the jingle one more time. We'll say goodbye, and we'll see you next time on the Daily Giz Wiz.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Wiz. It's the Daily Giz Wiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.